This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special shout-out goes to our great military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, too, for the job they do, also keeping America free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too. Thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the neat stuff we got over there. All right. On the air right, or on the phone right now, we've got Ms. Rosemary, and Flip just chimed in saying hello. You like that?
Flip.
Well, actually, he had a big smiley face with his tongue sticking out.
Flip. I needed a laugh tonight. Listen, everybody, don't listen to a lot of shows that are out there. Oh, God. Oh, what a night. Anyway, Anyway, let me go with this. By the way, I'm not crying, everybody. I have serious allergies tonight. You know, it's one of those nights you have allergies. This is live radio. But first of all, oh, happy birthday to Mike Gallagher. He's an Aries. I'll tell you, Aries, I can depend that. I know when I ask an Aries to pray with me, they're going to pray. They'd get it done. And let me say hi to Dan. Dan, don't worry about this O'Rourke guy. I was watching him for the first time. I don't usually like he's a nutcase. Some of the things he said, and talk about Texans. My family's from Texas, so no. It's not, I love Texas, but this guy is, I don't know, there's something wrong. And how dare you speak against Israel? How dare you? No, he's, don't even worry about him. He's out of the way. And Dan, we love you. We love when you come on. Just wish you had a fuller time to come on. Okay. Another, and Flip, yes, absolutely. A third surgery. You have been in my prayers on my heart, Flip. And I promise you, we are going to dance on the radio again. When you get out this third time, that's it. They say the third time's a charm. I don't know whether or not, but that's it. We're going, and also Maria, it was so great hearing from Maria last night, Captain. I was even surprised, because, you know, it's been a long time since we've actually heard her voice, and it was so, so great. And I don't know, I know she doesn't always listen, but God bless you, Maria.
She's there right now.
Well, Maria, we love you. You know, Maria is what I call...
Steve and Thailand saying hello to you.
Hi, Steve. I love you. We're going to do some real blessings this week. This is the only show. You're not going to get them from another show, so stay on this show. But anyway, what was I going to say? I got so many little teeny notes here. No real messages, so a few notes tonight because I have severe allergies. Not crying. Maria is what I call kind of our, I don't know what to call her, America's sweetheart. I know she's Germany, but...
She's more American than most Americans are, and she's a German citizen.
That's right.
Yep.
Maria, you are. You are our sweetheart. Almost 5 years ago now. I can't believe this. Whoa, I have grown old with y'all. But anyway, let's not go there. Anyway, I've grown younger. Maria, you were one of the first of the group to welcome me on, and don't think I'll ever forget that. You guys were so kind to me, and I know people don't think I'm shy. I am. I am really kind of a little bit shy, but when it comes to talking about my Lord, my God, and my country, I'm right there. Now, I want to address something very quickly. This Russian collision crap, and that's what it is. He was found not guilty. You know something? It better be let go, and I agree with, I was listening to you and Kyle, Captain. You know something? There are some things. things that shouldn't be let out for the safety of our country.
Well, it's called American security, but go ahead.
Absolutely, it is. And you know, crazy Democrats, let me tell you something. Shut up, sit down, back off. Because do you not love this country? You're in this country too. What, do you live overseas? I am so sick and tired of this. Let it go. Let it go. 2 years and you can't let it go? I'm sorry. It's my allergies tonight. Let it go. He was found. And by the way, I have a little verse I was going to read about that from the Bible. King David was in a time when he did this, he did that. No, he was not guilty. And so when he was delivered, this is part of it. Listen to this. He says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, we would have been swallowed when their wrath was kindled against us. Listen to those words. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul has escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. He went through a time like that, and thank God he was found not guilty. But let me tell you something. I found that verse and I said, oh, that's so perfect for what this Russian collision. So let it go. I'm telling you, well, whether you're, and even I think some Republicans, some of you kind of not real, I don't know, let it go. There are certain things that don't ask for more than what they're going to give, because sometimes the security of our nation, that's supposed to be number one, security for our nation. So, you know, let it go. And as far, oh, I got something I wanted to say. I heard this captain the other day. I thought, oh, that's so cute. We got this on my new one. Retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin was on Christian TV, and I happened to tune him in. And he said, we need a spiritual Delta Force. And I said, oh, that's it. Because he actually was in the armed forces. We know he fought. And you know what? That's true. If you can't fight in the wars, let's fight in the spirit, people. And you know what? I'm part of that spiritual Delta Force. We're warriors, and we're not going to give up. You know, always, always, always good won over evil. People, always it did. There were people that paid the price. There were martyrs. I agree with that. I've never understood it since a child. I read about the martyrs, and I'm not even Catholic. And by the way, I'm going to do a special for all of you needy healings very shortly before Easter. There is something you can add to your thing. Anyway, God bless you all. I'll get to you tomorrow night, and let's just be spiritual Delta Force. Thank you. God bless America. Thank you, Captain.
All right, and Maria in Germany just chimed in via my email, because that's how she communicates these days, and she just said, hello, sweet Rosemary. So there you go, and I'll be right back with more right after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards. And he'll be around in hour number four of today with a lot to talk about, I'm sure, because he's right up to snuff on what's been going on in D.C. and around the country. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by a brand new social media website that I want you to check out. It's called Hub.life. That's Hub, H-U-B, dot life. Now, social media companies are enormous, and they've been getting way, way, way too much power. They don't like this, they don't like that, doesn't meet this standard, doesn't meet that standard, but because it says something about God and freedom and believing in America's values, they ban you for that. Well, not at Hub.life. Now, they block, they ban, they silence people. We're talking about the Facebooks, the Twitters of the world who stand up for innocent life, love God, support freedom, and believe in American values. But Hub.life is the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom, and basic decency, and the American dream. Now stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of jail and join from all over the people from all over the, around the world at Hub.life. Now it's free to join. Never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. Keep it respectful. You'll never have a problem there. Hub.life. And I'm over there. You'll see my stuff over there. By the way, also today, I'm going to be at Mixon Fruit Farms tonight. At 6 o'clock, from 6 to 8:30, for the 10th anniversary of the Tea Party Manatee. Looking forward to that, and I'm going to be the MC for an event. Going to have a lot of great speakers there. Going to have a lot of giveaways, the raffle, and free stuff to give away. I'll have some radio station stuff I'm handing out. So look forward to seeing you there tonight from 6 to 8:30 at Mixon Fruit Farms, 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. So come on over. Now, the Iranian regime continues to take the lead in a campaign of terrorism around the world. So today, meaning yesterday, President Donald Trump took historic action to confront the Iranian threat by designating the IRGC as a foreign terrorist organization, something he's been threatening to do for a while. Now, the president explained in an official statement that this unprecedented step recognizes that the reality that Iran is not only a state sponsor of terrorism, but also that the IRGC actively participates in, finances, and promotes terrorism as a tool of their statecraft. Now, that designation marks the first time that America has labeled part of another government a terrorist organization. It also underscores the fact that Iran's actions are fundamentally different from those of other governments, and this action will significantly expand the scope and scale of the maximum pressure on the Iranian regime. It's about time. It's about time they did this. This is a no-brainer from where I sit. A no-brainer at all. And I believe that it will be well taken all around the country by those that understand what it is that's going on with Iran. Well, the fight over releasing President Trump's tax returns will likely end up in court. The chair for the House Ways and Means Committee formally asked the IRS for Trump's tax returns. And over the weekend, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney made it clear the administration has no plans to comply with that at all. Now, Democrats have targeted Trump's tax returns since the 2016 election. This is the first time they've made it a formal request to obtain them, with Democratic Congressman Richard Neal now in charge of the committee. They're bringing back an obscure law from 100 years ago that gives the chair the power to seek anyone's tax records. We'll find out whether or not that's legal, because there's been laws regarding privacy passed since then that have covered that law up. And although the law that's being used has existed for almost 100 years, it's the first time it's ever been enacted. And there's no precedent for what will happen next. While the due date for the tax returns is Wednesday, the chance is slim to none that the Treasury Department will oblige, potentially leading to a lengthy legal court battle. Meanwhile, New York lawmakers, led by Governor Cuomo, are trying to pass a bill that would give them access to Trump's state tax records, which is likely to contain similar information as their federal counterparts. They're just pulling out all the stops to try to get this information, and they believe passing a law is going to give it to them. Well, not so fast. Not so fast. And in response to this request, Trump's lawyers have written a letter to the Department of the Treasury's counsel asking them to dismiss the Democrats' request, calling it unconstitutional retaliation against the president. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but I believe it's going to be decided in a court. Could even be the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, Trump says he can't release his returns because he's still being audited, a claim he's made since the 2016 campaign. Mulvaney is now saying the Democrats will never see the tax returns and that the issue was already addressed during the campaign. And as much as Trump's administration is trying to downplay this situation, people actually do want to see the president's tax return. In one Washington Post poll, it's as high as 60% of Americans want to see the tax returns. So we'll see where this goes, and we'll go from there. Now, the U.S. has removed their troops from Libya amidst the unrest in the capital of Tripoli as General Khalifa Haftar pushed to expand his domain from eastern Libya to the rest of the country. Now, Libya has been in a state of unrest since the 2011 uprising. Haftar is trying to seize military control before the United Nations convenes and has discussions next week about elections in Libya. Now, Haftar's strike led to 21 deaths and 90 injuries. The UN has called for a temporary ceasefire to evacuate the injured as the fight neared the capital. Those calls so far have been ignored. Now, since Muammar Gaddafi was ousted, Libya has lacked a central government. Instead, different regions have had their own militias. Each one ran the regions they were in. Now, the U.S. backs a U.N. attempt to create a unified government, but France and the United Arab Emirates, amongst others, support aspiring strongman Haftar. We'll see where this goes. We'll see where this goes. This is not over yet. And we'll see what happens here in Libya, which is definitely getting interesting as we speak. So, again, Libya, the hotbed right now, and we'll just have to remain vigilant. And hopefully we won't get caught up in this. Now, we aren't scattered the way we were before when we had the consulate in Benghazi and all this other stuff. We aren't scattered all around the country. And we did open an embassy there. We did also send some extra Marines there when we opened the embassy. I don't know where any of that is going to go at the present time. We'll just have to wait and see. By the way, Republican Bill Pascrell, Democrat of New Jersey, on the House Democrats' decision to request Trump's taxes, says, his words, not mine, "The law is crystal clear and brokers no exceptions. We are prepared legally and morally to get the Trump tax returns. If they want to fight, they're going to get a fight." Well, again, there are laws about this that have been passed. Some of them have not been challenged. But there are laws about this that have been passed, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I believe it's going to be a court challenge. So we'll see where we go with all of this. Mulvaney had this to say yesterday, the acting chief of staff, about Mexico. He said that Mexico has done more in the last week to combat illegal immigration than Pelosi or the Democrats have done in the last 2 years. Think about that as we take a break. And then we're coming back with our military and veterans news segment for this first hour that we're on with the military and news segment. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. And I will be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
White House shakeup. The Homeland Security Secretary and the head of the Secret Service out as President Trump gears up to make border security his top priority as he gears up for re-election in 2020. Kirstjen Nielsen, her last day will be Wednesday. She takes the high road, thanking the president for the opportunity, saying she shares his goal of securing the border.
I just want to thank the president again for the tremendous opportunity to serve this country. I'm forever grateful and proud of the men and women of DHS who work so hard every day to execute their missions and to protect the homeland.
And the head of the Secret Service will also be stepping down, this after a woman gets into Mar-a-Lago lying to gain access to President Trump's Florida property. The 32-year-old appears at a hearing at U.S. District Court in West Palm Beach and will remain in federal custody for another week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy. I was over there yesterday and stopped by and saw the gang. And they're loaded, locked and loaded and ready for bear and all set to take on another new class that's coming in. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, sometimes you just got to take things into your own hands and check out the scenery and see what's going on. If you are having problems trying to make ends meet, or maybe you're in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, or maybe you don't have a job and you're looking for something to do and you're not sure what it is you want to do. Well, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. You can do it a couple ways. You can give them a call, or you can check them out online. Now, if you go online, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And when you're on there looking around, schedule a tour. Schedule a tour of one of their two facilities, because they have the two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, which, by the way, they're increasing the size of that campus and rebuilding, doing some building there as well. And the other is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying and demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, believe me when I tell you, unlimited earning potential means exactly what it says. You'll start out at $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 a year, depending on the company you go with. If you wind up going with a company that goes overseas, and if it's a military contractor, you could right away have a six-figure salary right to begin with. If it's a general contractor, you're certainly going to wind up with an $80,000, maybe $100,000 a year job to go overseas. But think about this. All you got to do is check them out online at naa.edu and schedule a tour. Again, the website, naa.edu. Now, want to give them a call? 800-659-2080 is the number. That's 800-659-2080. That's their number. Always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment in doing so. And that's what it's all about, the National Aviation Academy. And hope to see you there. Now, I told you about the U.S. withdrawing troops from Libya amidst the rival militias fighting near the capital. They don't want to get caught up in that, and I don't blame them. That's a bad situation. Security conditions on the ground have deteriorated. And the U.S. is slated to deepen its logistics footprint in the former Soviet bloc country of Poland. And contrary to recent proclamations from the Trump administration, NATO is actually paying for a large share of it. Told you about that last week. Also, the 14th Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy turned subordinates into waiters, serving him coffee and meals, bellowed and berated his staffers, and failed to report a gift bestowed on him as a high-ranking official. This is something the Inspector General is now trying to determine. We'll see how that plays out. Now, the U.S. Air Force was able to bomb Libya after knocking out a relic of integrated air defense systems back in the day. But what if the country had actually maintained a competent IADS network like the S-400 anti-aircraft system, which Turkey's putting in their country? Which would make the odds a lot different on anybody going after Turkey. What about that? We'll try to tell you more about that in the next hour with Denise Simon. Now, also, what happens if hackers target an Army base? Well, the Department of Defense's cyber teams have typically defended IP-based networks, but now leaders are requiring a sharper focus on other networks than power installations. We'll see how all that plays out, too, in the days and weeks ahead. Also, overseas, airstrikes against the ISIS group have dwindled down to almost nothing as the caliphate has crumbled. Coalition airstrikes against the Islamic State group dropped off considerably in February and March. And as the campaign to oust the militant group from its last strongholds in Syria reached its final stages, there was really not much of anything to strike. Now, last week, we did have an airstrike against a group of ISIS fighters that popped up and ambushed some of the SDF fighters. That did actually happen, and they took them out in the process because they hit them dead on with a missile, and that took care of that. Also, the U.S. and a U.S.-led exercise designed to improve protection of vital shipping lanes in the Mediterranean Sea and thwart seaborne crimes in North Africa has wrapped up amidst growing tensions in the region. Hopefully it'll make everything a lot better for the Navy and the different forces that need to be operating, if you will. And Islamic State militants now attempted to break out of a detention facility in northeastern Syria, but U.S.-backed Syrian fighters successfully restored calm, and the activists and the U.S.-led coalition also stood there to help out. So, once again, the bad guys are trying to get out of the calaboose, and it didn't work. And to that I say, great. Don't need them back out on the street, do we? And, hello, LJ, how you doing? Sounds like you're doing pretty good there. Going to be a busy night tonight down there in your backyard. So, there you go. And hello to Thomas the Suicide Jockey, who just came online here. We see you. Appreciate you very much. And Major Mac, hello to you as well, my friend. Now, the military leads all other professions in the number of days spent drinking intoxicating beverages per year, according to a study. Wouldn't you know? Whether it's shutting down an entire country's beer supply, going on a beer-only diet for Lent, or reaching a state of intoxication so severe that one breaks into someone's home, gets naked, and takes a shower, the association between service member and alcohol is well established. Yeah, sure is. That's about all you had to do back in the day, unless you wanted to get involved in some of the other foolish things that were going on. And most of us didn't. By the way, the Army, soldiers from the 101st Airborne, the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 101st Airborne Air Assault, will case their colors and deploy to Ukraine within days. We wish them the best as they go over to the Ukraine. And the fiscal 2020 budget request is out, showing the U.S. Army is ready to put money where its mouth is when it comes to funding two efforts to build and buy new vertical lift aircraft, a future long-range assault aircraft known as the FLRAA, and the future attack reconnaissance aircraft, FARA, while simultaneously funding new unmanned aircraft and developing a backbone for mission systems and weapons that will be installed across the future fleet. So we'll see how all that works out, too. All right, that's your first military and veterans report. Coming back, going to take a look at the weather. And again, we've got a big old storm that's developing up there in the upper Midwest. We'll let you know all about that as we take this break and then come storming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to The Captain's America, Third Watch, with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right. Friday. That's Merle Haggard and Moving On from the Truckin' Show years and years ago, called Moving On with Will and Sonny Pruitt. Tell you what, that was fun watching those guys near on the highway. All right, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive with four locations to serve you. Check them out online, Moss Family Automotive. And remember those four words: you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on brand new vehicles and getting you wholesale prices on your certified pre-owned vehicle as well. Now, severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes will be possible Tuesday from portions of Georgia into North Carolina ahead of a low pressure which is crossing the southeast right now. And by midweek, a rapidly intensifying late-season winter storm is expected to develop across the central U.S., featuring heavy snow, some icing, strong winds, and locally heavy rainfall and severe thunderstorms to boot. Now, for the rest of the week, if you're on I-90, going west of Wisconsin, if you're on I-80, going west of Iowa, if you're on I-70, going west of Missouri, pay attention to the weather. You are going to be driving into a winter storm all over again on those roads. Now, right now, the winter storm watches are up in the western part of Wisconsin, the central part of Minnesota, also across all of South Dakota and the southern part of North Dakota, across all of Iowa, I'm sorry, not Iowa, Wyoming, get that right in a minute, and of course also up in Montana, the eastern third, and then you have winter storm warnings in the central part and the higher elevations of Montana tonight. Now, Colorado, snow all around Denver, north, south, from about Pueblo all the way up to the Wyoming line right now. And over in Utah, you've got a winter storm warning for pretty much the I-15 corridor, right straight from southern Utah all the way up to the state line in Idaho, where you're going to have a mixture of rain and snow. By the time you get to Boise, there's going to be snow there and rain in other parts of Idaho tonight. Rain in the lower elevations of Oregon tonight, and above 6,000 feet, you're going to have some snow and or icing in that state. You've also got high winds in Nevada, high winds in eastern California, high winds in the northern part along I-40 of Arizona, and a fire watch tonight along most of the New Mexico highways, so keep your eyes out there. Fog in Texas around the Metroplex and south of San Antonio going towards Laredo, and from about Houston south all the way to the Mexican border, some fog there. You got some fog around New Orleans tonight, and you've got some intermittent storms starting to pick up right now. It looks like in Mississippi, the northeastern part of Mississippi, perhaps around Meridian. It looks like where that might be right now, where you've got some possible severe thunderstorms in the offing there right now. Okay, so there you go. Now, again, Moss Family Automotive is the place to go. Moss Family Automotive. If you are active duty military, if you are a veteran, if you are also in the fire service, an EMT, police officer, active or retired, or a 911 operator, because you will definitely save a bunch of money for sure. Save a bunch of money for sure on your vehicles there, new and certified pre-owned. And don't forget, coming up, Denise Simon will be around here in about a minute or so. And Mr. Jeff is chiming in. Let's see what's he saying here. He says all of these states giving up their sovereignty in favor of New York and California are giving the finger to those founders who gave up everything for the freedom and sovereignty of those who hadn't even been born yet. Have noticed that Bush 43 and Trump 45 both supposedly lost the popular vote to the Democrat opposition. And then one other little thing here from Mr. Jeff. He says, can you show me even one time where the reverse held true? The flip of the calendar 19 years ago brought forward an arrogance against fair elections. I'm starting to think FDR may not have won the fourth term legitimately. All righty. Yep, and we'll see you for lunch today, Jeff, as well as Mixon's for dinner at the 10th anniversary of the Tea Party Manatee. Joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Very sad news to report coming out of Afghanistan. We lost three of our soldiers and a civilian contractor right there. I believe it was around the airbase. Where was it?
Bagram.
All right. Yep. Yeah. And was this an IED again?
Yes. And the Taliban took credit.
Wow. Well.
Yeah. As we have been in these negotiations with the Taliban.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know, old habits die hard, I guess, and it's just a real shame. So they want us to pull back our troops. Obviously, that's something that there seems to be a little stronger movement afoot for now across the country. At least that's what I'm starting to hear anyway, that people would rather see our troops out of there and let those people figure it out for themselves.
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't operate on the same model that we had in Iraq. So they still do not have the capability of defending their own country. That's just where it is.
17 years later.
Yeah, at least that.
Yep, 17 years later. That's amazing. And, of course, I used to use the expression, they're living in the Stone Age over there.
Well, some are, but in 17 years, I mean, they're not completely in the Taliban may be living in the Stone Age, but, mm-hmm. You know, Afghanistan itself isn't.
Now, I'm going to tease what we're going to talk about when we come back and talk about why this is so important. But yesterday, the president made the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and the Quds Force declared them as foreign terrorist organizations. And there's a lot of importance in that because not only is he talking about over in the Middle East, but I think he's talking about in our backyard down in South America.
Wherever they necessarily will operate. I don't really think that we've got Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps in a large presence in Venezuela. You know, they operate independently. I mean, that is their military wing. We cannot forget that it was the IRGC that had kidnapped our Navy.
Yep.
and held them. They have a very long history of really terror. So I'm good with this, but right. There are going to be consequences.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right after this break. Top of the hour news, and then we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.